just a sense of the members, or most people against mainly the route that's proposed, or against the whole technology of the underground DC lines, or both?
Our main concern, we all have concerns about the project as a whole. But I would have to say, in all honesty, we are concerned about the route.
Yeah,
I mean, I would like to explain that. And again, if you folks have read their proposal, if you had read their response to the Energy Highway, New York Energy Highway blueprint, where West Point.
That's not part of the Energy Highway issue.
Well, he did ask a question as to my point of view, or many of us, where we get our point of view from. And I would just simply like to say, West Point Partners said, as clear as could be, this would not be routed through any densely populated areas, that they had sufficient open land, existing right-of-ways, a short corridor to the river, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When they talked about public safety hazards, they said there would be none, there would be no visual impact, there would be no disruption. Again, this would not go through neighborhoods, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I could quote them verbatim because I've read it so many times. And also, in their application to the New York State Public Service Commission, under Section 3.6.1, criteria for selection of the route, they again stated, using the same rhetoric over and over, that this would not go through densely populated areas, would not go through villages. They had existing right-of-ways, they had vacant land, et cetera, et cetera. And then they went on to talk about things that they wanted to make sure that they would minimize. And the things they wanted to minimize were cable length. Cable length, because the more cable you use, the more splice boxes that are necessary. Cable comes on monstrous reels the size of this room, and they come in specific lengths. And the more feet or mileage of cable you have to use, that means more splice boxes, that means larger areas that have to be excavated, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They also talked about, which was major, and I've read this over and over again, I can't specifically quote every company around the world, but I've read the same thing. When you're talking about elevation changes and the tension on this cable, it makes a great impact on energy losses and problems. And one of their biggest things was bending radius. Bending, where they have to bend the cable. When they have to bend the cable, that's a no-no over and over again. I've read it from Siemens, I've read it from everybody across this world. When you're making 90 degree turns, you are bending cable. You are bending cable like this. It creates resistance, it creates energy loss, it creates problems. They said we have to minimize that. They couldn't have come up with a route with more elevation changes. I believe everyone here knows what the Leeds-Athens Road is like. It's a roller coaster ride. It's a roller coaster ride, up and down from the Flats Road extension, where they would come out of the converter station, enter that road. From there, it's like riding one of the elevators at an amusement park. The elevation changes are like this. They said these are all no-nos because of tension on a cable. I'm certainly not an electrical engineer, but I understand what they're talking about. But their biggest thing was bends in the cable. And I came up with at least 10 or 11 bends to come out of that converter station and to take a right and then take a left and then go through the elevation changes and then take a left and then another quick left and a right and another left and a right. And I could go on and on and on. And they said, these are the things we have to avoid. And you know what? Something's wrong there, because everything they said, and as I told the Public Service Commission and Governor Cuomo's office, if they had tried in 1,000 years to come up with a route that went more against everything they said, they couldn't possibly do it. And I could prove it to Governor Cuomo and the Secretary of Commission, Ms. Burgess, and everybody else up there in Albany. from that site, I could prove to them there is nothing they could come up with that went entirely against everything they preached in their proposals, in their application.